towards us. In Matthew 6, our Lord Jesus taught his disciples about secretly giving, secretly praying and fasting, and ended each session by saying, "Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." Then Jesus went on to talk about laying up treasures in heaven. My heart is often drawn to think about heaven and storing treasures up there. God's Word talks plainly about rewards in the Old and New Testaments, especially Isaiah and Jeremiah in the Old Testament. Isaiah and Jeremiah were both prophets to Judah and Jerusalem, predicting judgment and restoration. In Isaiah 40:10, we read, "See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him." In Jeremiah 32:19, it says, "Great are your purposes, and mighty are your deeds. Your eyes are open to the ways of all mankind. You reward each person according to their conduct and as their deeds deserve." Another great verse in Jeremiah 17:10, "I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve." Psalms and Proverbs speak about rewards too. Psalm 22:12 says very plainly, "And with you, Lord, is unfailing love, and you reward everyone according to what they have done." The following verses speak about specific things that bring reward. Psalm 19 speaks about the decrees of the Lord, and it says that, "By them is your servant warned, and in keeping them there is great reward." Proverbs 11:18 says, "A wicked person earns deceptive wages, but the one who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward." Proverbs 12:14, "From the fruit of their lips people are filled with good things, and the work of their hands brings them reward." Proverbs 19:17, "Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done." Luke 14:13-14 says, "But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." Luke 6:35, But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. To summarize, keeping God's commands, sowing righteousness, working with our hands, being kind to the poor, loving and doing good to our enemies, all bring rewards. Now let us go through the New Testament and pick up verses that generally speak of rewards. Romans 2:6, "God will repay each person according to what they have done." 1 Corinthians 3:8, "The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor." 2 Corinthians 5:10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad." Ephesians 6:8, "Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free." Colossians 3:24, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." And now looking at the end times, In Revelation 20:12, we read, "And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books." Matthew 16:27, "For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done." Heavenly Father, we look forward to your coming again and pray you would strengthen us to follow you faithfully. Help us to bear witness of you in our earthly things and works. Remind us often to seek to do things that will be eternal and lasting. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. Revelation 22:12. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.